Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Hey, what is going on, faithful? I'm coming to you live from Levi's, just in a little recording tent to kind of block out the noise and all those things. Was at training camp today. Had a blast. You know I haven't been at training camp near as much as we have been in the past. Just focusing on some family home stuff and whatever else, which is all fine. But today was interesting, no doubt about it. Fun practice, you know, right in front of us. And so got a lot of really good views on team and, you know, was just an absolute blast. Got to catch up with a lot of, you know, people that were there. And it was a really good time. Probably one of the most shocking things is the roster cuts that took place right as practice was starting. You know, the kicker, quote unquote, competition. And I see a lot of the comments already really big on Jake Moody. Yeah, Greg Joseph has been cut, which a few things I want to say. This was never a real competition. Never was. Whenever you have the new special teams coordinator come in and talk just glowing remarks about Jake Moody and how high they were on him during the draft process and how every team in the NFL had him as the number one kicker and all those different things, that's fine. But yeah, you didn't even bring in the top free agent kicker that was available. You brought in the cheapest. And even though he outkicked and had a better kicking field goal percentage and outperformed him, didn't matter. This was never a competition. And number two, like the nuanced take is this. I totally get it. I was talking with Raj of RSF Niners in the stands. And I was telling him, I was like, I guarantee you Shanahan's going to say they didn't have the luxury of carrying two kickers with all the injuries and all the stuff that's happening. That is exactly what Kyle just said at the podium, which I was waiting to see his justification for that. And I think that's right. Whenever you have so many guys missing time at the wide receiver and corner position alone, you want to throw in, you know, O-linemen, you want to throw in defensive, like there are just a lot of injuries that are out there. And so, you know, if we just look at real quick, you know, the players that were cut, Greg Joseph, the kicker cut, Jake Moody's going to be the guy. Isaiah Nayer, that one was a, you know, pretty big, shocking. A lot of people really like those high-end, super freak athlete, 6'4", whatever else. Kyle Shanahan values consistency and special teams. And those are just two areas that Nayer has not participated in. And you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, Nayer's going to be the number five wide receiver. And I'm just like, no. And, you know, I would argue not only the same people that like loved Isaiah Nayer were the same people that loved Mason Plyne last year as well. And no shot against Mason Plyne, but he got cut as well. That's who I wanted to win the tight end three job because I thought he had the most upside. But they're looking for consistency. They're looking for special teams. And whenever those two players don't offer anything in the special teams arena, it just makes it really hard. And yeah, roster numbers, that is kind of, it matters. It really, really does. And special teams matters and injuries matter. And so, you know, Isaiah Nair gets cut. Tanner Mordecai gets cut. I know some people were talking about how he's going to be pushing Mac Jones. God, no. Just no. Now, they did sign Bradley Anae, a defensive end, Isaiah Prince, offensive tackle. Jalen Mahoney gets brought back. Jair Brown was out today. Again, I think he's missed a couple practices in a row. You had to get those safety numbers up. And then Fabian Moreau, probably my favorite corner, you know, one of the most recent additions that I really liked. I thought that was a great pickup. We'll have to see how he panned out. Didn't get a lot of reps today, but you've got to get those roster minimum numbers up to run through drills and team. Otherwise, you're flirting with hamstrings, which you have so many soft tissue injuries out there. Now, you did get a lot of players back. Diamandour Lenore was back in practice and chirping, all those things. Didn't take part in team in one-on-one drills, but he was out there on team. Looked awesome. Jordan James is back. Corey Kiner's back. So, I mean, you're getting a lot of these kind of bodies back. Etergros Matos was working out on the sideline. Looked incredible. No knee brace. He's had the same knee injury to three times to the same knee since he's been on the Niners. Planning hard, running hard. Like, I think he's a couple days from returning. We'll have to see how his knee responds to today's. But he was working harder than anybody on the field. And, really looked the part, looked good. So I think that's really promising. I fully do. Again, depends on how his knee responds tomorrow. But I think he's probably 2 to 3 days away from being activated and brought off of the PUP, which is gigantic news because he's probably your number three defensive end. If you want to talk about Bryce Huff and all those things, that's fine as well. But from a pass rush standpoint, Bryce Huff, sure. From an every down standpoint, that's going to allow you to kind of bring Mikael Williams, your first round pick, along at pace that is comfortable with. Right now, he's being forced in there. And, you know, he's out there with the starters and he's getting lots of reps. I did want to talk about the starting defense today, the first team defense. Your starting corners were Dallas Flowers and Diamandour Lenore. I thought that was Dallas Flowers seems to have won the job over Darrell Luter. And, you know, I'll talk about this a little bit later during 101s. Whoever goes against Darrell Luter Jr. has a phenomenal, amazing separation. Just he can't do. I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if he gets cut. One of the worst practices I've seen, and that's kind of the killer. One of the killers. Now sticking with that starting defense, you have Mikael Williams and Bryce Huff out there as your defensive ends, and then you have Jordan Elliott and Kalia Davis getting reps with the ones over the rooks. And you had, you know, Alfred Collins come in and CJ West come in with the twos with Evan Anderson and a couple other guys mixing in. Linebackers, Fred Warner and D Winters, that's your 1-2. And Luke Gifford, who had a good practice, just constantly where he's supposed to be, gets to his reads, can correct anybody out there on the defense, like knows what he's doing. I'm telling you right now, like Gifford is going to be a part of this defense. He just does what they want to do. In special teams, he'll be on everything. In your two safeties, you had Richie Grant and Jason Pinnick. That was your starting defense out there. And so I just think it's a big deal. The defensive tackle room is kind of a run by platoon right now. And I think it's just going to stay that way. I didn't think Alfred Collins had a bad practice by any stretch. But a lot of the comments that I'm seeing from, you know, beat reporters and whatever are talking about how bad he is in pass rush. Alfred Collins is not a pass rusher yet. That's not why he drafted him in the second round. He drafted him because of the run defense, which he got to run stuff and team. Him and CJ West together was awesome. So, like, I would say just kind of chill out a little bit with, like, understand what he does. He's not going to win one-on-ones. He's not going to win. That's not what he does. He's a team defensive run stuffer. That's why you drafted him. Shout out to Ben here. He says, John, how did special teams look? It was cool seeing special teams get reps. Yeah, I did every training camp practice last year, and it would just disgust me. My stomach would be upset watching Brian Schneider talk to 60 players at one time and get 2 to 3 reps in 20 minutes. They worked kickoff today in, you know, special teams team. And yeah, so many reps. They broke up an individual, so many reps. Like, that's what you had to do in the NFL. And so that is exciting. So that is gigantic. And you could just see the difference in coaching technique and kind of all these different things that are being brought about, because it's just like, yeah, you're doing right. Jennings did not see Jennings at all out there. Saw a lot of people. Saw you know, Richard Sherman. We saw Alex Smith out there. We saw Brandon Ayuk was coaching him up on the sidelines. Did not see Juwan Jennings if he was out there. Not saying he wasn't. I didn't see him. But I was trying to pay attention as much as possible, you know, just to the players that were playing and were out there. And a lot of positives. I'm just going to be honest with you. Patrick Taylor took reps with the ones and looked clean. I know Patrick Taylor Jr. is not sexy and like the young running back and whatever else. Kyle Shanahan trusts him. Brock Purdy trusts him. And his runs and team were great. Had, you know, there was a busted coverage on defense on one of the team plays. He caught it wide open in the flats and nobody was within 20 yards of him. And, you know, George Kittle wasn't in on that rep. And he's running around behind the offense, holding his helmet up, you know, holding his hands up, dancing. How open Patrick Taylor was. Like, he's just going to do exactly what you want done from a veteran standpoint. And with Isaac Grendel didn't practice again today. Like, you know, Kyle Shanahan said his shoulder, he's going to be out for a while. There's not even any contact out there. I don't know how his shoulder got hurt. And I'm not trying to belittle the fact, like, it sucks. Injuries suck, period. But with one of the most injury-riddled players on this team, one of the most injury-riddled players that you've drafted in the past 3 years combined, hamstring, foot, shoulder, hamstring, ankle, like just since he's been here. And whenever he finally gets a chance to get work, a shoulder injury that happened on special teams practice, like it's just it's Elijah Mitchell 2.0. And yeah, he's a good player. That's great. But best ability, availability. And if you can't, like, he should have been getting starting snaps today. Instead, Patrick Taylor's out there. Corey Kiner's out there. Amir Abdullah looked great in team and special teams. He's back there filling punts. He's doing all the work. Like, guys are passing you because you're not getting reps. And now he's going to be missing, you know, Shanahan said, I believe it was like a week or more. He's going to miss some time, I believe is what he said. And so didn't see too much of CMC out there. Did not see CMC really out there. Didn't see Bosa out there. Didn't see a lot of kind of Trent Williams out there. Those types of guys, like, they were out there for a little bit, but like not a lot of individual work, not a lot of teamwork, not a lot of one-on-ones. The 49ers are being careful with kind of their all pro whatevers. Now, Fred Warner was out there nonstop. George Kittle was out there nonstop. Outside of that, everybody, you know, Brock Purdy, obviously, but he's got the quarterback protected jersey on. We'll see there. Now, I don't want to go this far. I do not think Grendel is in danger of being released, at all. Like, they are going to rely on him, but proceed with caution because you're going to have to carry five running backs if Grendel's one of them because he's going to be there 1 week, gone the next. I mean, I think he's had six injuries since he's been on the 49ers, and that sucks. And, like, I don't want that to happen. I don't want him to be injured. It's just – they need reps. And so they need reps. It's what it is. So no Jair Brown was out there. Your punt returners today were Andy Isabella, Amir Abdullah, Jordan Watkins, and Junior Bergen. No Ricky Pearsall working with the punt return at all, which I thought was interesting. And Watkins, I think, had a really good practice, but he had three drops. He had one punt return drop and two drops out there, but separation's great. Still getting stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Not very strong.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over three seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2-6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy, and Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on, Saquon Barkley, more or less than one rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick two, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Strong off the line scrimmage, but gets good separation. The speed is there. Like, dude looks good. Now, talking wide receivers, definitely I'd probably say one of the better practices today, if you had to like say, okay, this guy had the best. Ricky Pearsall was fire. I think he caught pretty much everything except for one team drill. Upton Stout kind of laid him out. I was worried because Ricky Pearsall was a little slow to get up, but he was fine. He just got up and kind of walked back. It was a throw in the flats, a little late from the quarterback read as an outlet pass. Upton jumped it and just ran. Upton Stout is for real. But Ricky Pearsall, cooking everybody in one-on-ones. One of the first big plays of team, it was a deep drag. I mean, he was wide open by 20-plus yards the entire route. Good throw. I think it was Mack that hit him on the deep crosser. But yeah, Ricky Pearsall is for real. You just got to stay healthy. You just got to stay healthy. And so, you know, when Upton Stout ran through him, I was just like, whoa, what are you doing? Do not do that. Please do not do that, because we got to keep this guy healthy. DeMarcus Robinson, you know, those are your two wide receivers right now. If you want to, like, during team with the ones, it was a lot of 12 personnel. One back, Patrick Taylor Jr., two tight ends, right? George Kittle and Luke Farrell. And then your two wide receivers were Ricky Pearsall and DeMarcus Robinson. DeMarcus Robinson is he's awesome. Like, he's everything that you want in a vet, just gets the job done every time. And, you know, he had one play where he streamed just – it was a seam route, completely just ghosted the coverage. I mean, it would have been a walk-in touchdown, but the quarterback read was to the right and, you know, didn't see just the open, busted seam route. And it would have been a walk-in touchdown for however many yards you wanted, like just busted coverage, which I don't like seeing the busted coverage. I think there were two today. And so that, you know, in that last year with Nick Sorensen, it was every game. Saw two of those today, and that's issue. But I did walk away just saying, man, if Ricky Pearsall is healthy, big if, and DeMarcus Robinson does not get suspended, man, that's not a terrible 1-2 punch. Now you've got to have somebody be the three. And I know a lot of people have been saying Russell Gage would be the three. Today was not a good practice for Russell Gage. Isaiah Hodgins definitely had a much better day than he did. And you know, the body language wasn't great either for Russell Gage. Had a couple drops. Just it was not a great day, but Isaiah Hodgins was balling out. So the wide receiver position, we'll have to see what happens there. Tariq Owens, man, walk off field, like 80-yard touchdown, perfect pass from Carter Bradley, which I got to be honest with you, the last pass of the day, which was, you know, just a fade route, Carter Bradley dropped in the bucket perfectly. I was talking to, I think it was Raj or Rob Lauder, but I was like, dude, this is the worst quarterback practice I've ever seen from a quarterback ever. And like, I was here for the Trey Lance days and whatever else. But then Carter Bradley kind of redeemed himself with a walk-off 80-yard touchdown strike on a fade route. But Carter Bradley, like, he was not within 5 yards of anybody. Late on his reads. It was a rough day for the team nepotism. Anyway, now I've got some more notes that I want to get to right after this.
Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community, and all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush.
All right, I like this comment right here from Leon Sandcastle. Should they bring in a better kicker than Joseph to continue competing with Moody, Matt Gay? There are guys out there. There are always guys out there. But when you have to protect so many of your veteran players, whenever you have so many guys that are injured, I totally understand just from a roster construction number standpoint. Dude, you can't practice the way you want to practice without numbers. And so having two kickers, and like, so like today, not one kick was attempted. Jake Moody, number four, is just walking around. Yeah, he's working, you know, in individual and stuff. But even when they were practicing kickoffs, they're using the jux machine. You know, you have your punter, Morstead, and Jake Moody standing behind the jux machine with their hands on their hips. So that's two guys just taking up space. Now, you can't cut your punter and you can't cut your kicker, but like, you're going to add another spot to that, you know, and have three guys just sitting there doing nothing, contributing nothing, all practice. From a number standpoint, it's hard. And, you know, I would just say, like, look, are we, let's just roll with Moody until we can't roll with him anymore. And I hate that. I do not want Jake Moody to be a kicker. I would move on completely. But if you're going to keep Moody, like, it's better to do what they're doing right now than having a fake competition. And the fact that you cut Greg Joseph, who had, a, you know, made more field goals than Jake Moody beforehand, hey, no problem. Like, it just be honest with yourself and the team. Like, there's no reason to carry two kickers if it was never a competition, and it wasn't. Clearly, if it was, then Greg Joseph would be here today instead of Jake Moody. So, like, I think being honest with yourself and kind of helping just the actual numbers on the roster is important. And so I think they're doing that now, so I'll take that. But, yeah, if you get a couple guys back healthy, then, yeah, because you do not want to – have your season rely on Jake Moody, but it's kind of what you're setting yourself up for. That's kind of where it is. Thomas, John is the coach at heart. Shanahan literally just said the same thing about carrying two kickers. Like, I'm telling you, you know, I've coached high school ball. It's nothing like this. It's completely nothing like this, but I've been in meetings where you have a couple injuries at a defensive end or a linebacker. And you're like, dude, I don't have linebackers. Like, I have one guy running through practice with the first team, second team, third team. Like, I have to have something. You have 20 wide receivers. What are we doing? Give me your third string wide receiver that's not scared of contact. And let's put, like, you have to fight for those numbers. And if you don't, like, that's where the soft tissues come in from. So learn your lessons with all these injuries that are happening to these young guys and protect them. Because let's be honest, like, the guys that you brought in today, is Bradley and May or Isaiah Prince or Jalen Mahoney, who was cut a week ago, Fabian, are any of those guys making the 53? No. And was Greg Joseph going to make the 53? No, absolutely not. So look, let's just have an honest conversation with where we are at and with what we are expecting. And let's try to move forward in a constructive way. We got to protect these guys. And so let's get them out there. So if we're going to have CMC practice every other day and Trent Williams once a week and Nick Bosa every other day, like, you've got to start to do these. And whenever you have all these pup NFI, you know, guys that you're holding out just because, oh, we're trying to play it safe and he could have gone this week, but we're just going to give him more time. You can't do that. You just can't do that. Logan, we better score lots of touchdowns this year to avoid Moody getting on the field. And that's a dangerous place to operate from, especially when you have the highest drafted kicker in the NFL on your roster. But I think that's just where you're going to kind of have to be. The offense did look really, really good. And I get people are upset, and I'm upset. Like, y'all remember me whenever we drafted Jake Mooney in the third round. It's the dumbest damn thing you could ever do. But it's not so much of a sunk cost fallacy. It's like, okay, if you do cut Jake Mooney right now and signed, I don't know, Matt Gay, whoever's out there. I don't follow kickers very closely. But the ceiling on Jake Mooney is there. And from a player that would have never, ever drafted a kicker or punter ever in the draft, never once, not even the seventh round, you are where you are. Maybe the change in approach and mindset is where you want it to be, and maybe he just snaps forward and his pressure's no longer going to get to him. You just kind of move forward with that. And I don't think that's the worst thing that you can do. There's a lot bigger issues on this roster. But today was a fun day. It was a really, really good practice. And I thought, you know, the team definitely got better. I'm pretty pumped about McCorkle Jones. Never thought I'd say that. I think he's the best number two quarterback the 49ers have had since Shanahan's been here. I don't even think it's close. Now, if you want to put in the whole Brock Purdy and, you know, Jimmy G or Trey Lance year, whatever else, that's cool. But the fact that you have Mac Jones locked down for 2 years, that dude throws such a clean ball. He had a couple passes that were just on the nose, deep crossers, difficult passes, like level 10 degree passes that were just there. Brock Purdy looks quick, efficient, dumping the ball, getting the ball out quick. Anytime George Kittle's in there, he's throwing to George Kittle. Like, the offense is operating very smoothly. And, like, I really enjoyed watching it. Just there's a lot more calmness and poise and just, yeah, this is what we're going to do from an offensive standpoint. And so the identity just seems to be there right now. And it's just, and again, no CMC, no Brandon Ayuk, no Juwan Jennings, no Trent Williams, but it's just smooth. It's frictionless kind of how it's going. It's not like every play was a touchdown or whatever, but the offense is just operating. And like, I cannot recall a time watching team 11 on 11s against our ones and just be like, yeah, there were a few times where it was like, yeah, that probably would have been a sack. It was close to a sack or whatever else. Or, you know, they're not taking players down to the ground, but it's just like, oh, like, this is good offense. Like, it's just, you're seeing the checkdowns, tight end screens to Kittle, nice run, you know, inside, outside. You've got some counter. Like, I just felt today, I was like, man, this is a good offensive game plan. And it's just, everything's flowing. And you don't really even notice, like, the question, like, in stance was like, was that Brock or Matt? Like, it's just flowing with the quarterbacks. Now, you could tell when Gus Bradley was in there. Good Lord, not Gus Bradley, his son. Sorry, I apologize. That was rough. Some really bad quarterback play. But the team is the practice was good. I don't know. I've been a coach, and I've been a part of a lot of bad practices and good practices. And when you walk off, today was a good practice. I think offense and defense were both in there just like, yeah, this was a positive. So I was pretty pumped about today. So I'm going to wrap this up. I want to get home, type up some notes, get some countdown videos done. But man, I'm pumped. And not that it's like, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl or anything like that. You know, we've had some slow starts here to the season. I'm feeling a lot more confident about week one after watching today's practice. I'm going to be very, very honest. And so hopefully you guys are pumped. Special teams is actually coached. Defense is actually coached. I'm pumped about this, and I know it's a short video, but I just want to say thank you, guys. Appreciate all y'all do, and as always, stay strong, faithful.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.